after a 2016 referendum formalized the new position of town administrator in Pownall, Vermont, it's been a long road to filling the seat. Now, 2.5 years later, Michael Walker, formerly of Wappingers Falls, New York, has been hired to take the job. He spoke with WAMC about how he came into the position, what is expected of him as the inaugural town administrator, and how the people of Pownall can make sure he hears their needs.
It was me sending a resume in response to an ad for a town administrator. I made it through the processes, their first iteration through my resume, then did a telephone interview, and then came up for an interview with several other candidates. Well, not at the same time, but toured the town, and called and asked me if I was interested in the job, and here I am.
So give me a sense of the purview of the job. What are you doing in Pownall?
Well, I work at the behest of the Board of Selectmen, of course, work for the citizenry. They assigned me to manage everyday operations of the town, the highway, wastewater plant, office, human resources, projects, interactions with state and other local agencies. So it's pretty all-encompassing.
And over the course of that job, what are the checks and balances? Like, who do you report to? Who answers to you? Like, what's the structure there in Pownall?
Well, the town personnel report to their immediate supervisors who report to me. Since I've been here, we've started conducting staff meetings, and that has worked extremely well, looking across the table at each other and sharing information and helping each other. Not that they never did that. They did. I do an administrative report to the Board of Selectmen on Thursday nights, and whatever they feel they need to assign to me to manage during the course of the week, they assign to me. I guess illustrative example would be there's an ongoing list of projects going on in the town. They've asked me to prioritize those and find out where they're at and develop a plan moving forward. And that's what I'm doing.
So give me a sense of some of those projects that you're working on in Pownall.
There's forestry, there's ordinances, there's human resource policies, there's capital equipment replacement plans, things of that nature.
And how has the populace accepted your role in the town?
I've never been welcomed anywhere for anything as much as I've been welcomed here. It's amazing. Just overwhelmed at the support of everyone. So it's extremely, extremely nice place, nice people. They've been very generous to me.
So what are your hopes and goals with this position? Because as I understand it, you're the first to have a role like this in this community.
Well, my goal is now and ongoing will be to give the Board of Selectmen and, by extension, citizens good choices at cost containment, develop the community as they wish the community to be developed, put good choices in front of them, do the research, do the legwork, and manage everyday operations to make the town hall work efficiently.
So given that this is not an elected position, how do you dialogue with the public, or how are questions or concerns conveyed to you from the people of Pownall?
info@townofpownall.com or .org, or my email, town.administrator@townofpownall.org, or they can call Town Hall, or they can come in, stop in, and see me. I'm out and about. I get out quite often. They see me whenever, during the day, whenever they see me, they can ask questions, come in and talk to me about problems. I've had a ton of people come in and just introduce themselves and tell me what their roles were in the community on boards, various projects, and offer their assistance. So door's always open.
Does any of your job examine the effects of the opioid epidemic on Pownall?
No, that hasn't come up. And obviously I don't know what the effects of opioid crisis has been, and I haven't really approached that issue.